Hey San, Svei San, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Link Humans podcast. This week, we're talking about how to create a fantastic candidate experience. Neil Chivers, how are you?
Very well, thanks Jorgen.
Fantastic. Could you tell us about Virgin Media and what you do there, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So Virgin Media, most people know as the cable broadband service provider in the UK. We have over 5 million customers. I suppose our biggest competitor is Sky. So most households will know us from that. We have about 15,000 people currently working for us in the UK. And my job as employer brand and marketing manager really is to help make Virgin Media the best place it can be for candidates in attracting them, but also to ensure that we are consistent in the messaging that we put out and that we have the most engaging and enticing content to get people to find out what it's like to work here and then help them in that process as they go through applications.
So on consistency, very few people would know that Virgin Media is not actually owned by Virgin Group. It's owned by Liberty Global.
That's right, yeah. It is quite a challenging and complex dynamic to understand, and I think a lot of people's perception is that, you know, Virgin Media is Richard Branson's company. Well, actually, he's only got a 3% stake in the business. Liberty Global are our parent company, and they own a number of other cable companies across the globe. But in the UK, we operate and trade as Virgin Media. When we recruit, it really depends on what roles we recruit into, but often we will be working with our friends and colleagues at Liberty Global to deliver, especially in the technology arena, to get the best from our business, but also to share insights from other businesses that are part of the Liberty Global family. But ultimately, we you know, think about the end customer. You know, what will their experience be? And most people on the high street won't have heard of Liberty Global, but they'll definitely know Virgin Media.
So from a culture perspective, would you say that you are more of a Virgin type of company or more of a Liberty Global type of company?
Definitely more of a Virgin type of company, but it has brought, you know, some change into the business. So I think when Virgin Media was kind of first set up as a result of the sort of partnership with NTL and Telewest, you know, people expected certain things of a Virgin brand, and those things are still true today. But I think we've grown up and matured quite a bit, and as a result, you know, we've had to adapt to the market, and we've had to change the ways in which we operate. But we are still very much a Virgin brand, and in the office, you will still see a lot of recognition of that Virgin identity. You know, there's red everywhere, quite unique things that go on in the business that you would associate with any other Virgin brand.
Yeah, so we should probably mention that, of course, Richard Branson, he's still a... how does he work with you? He's still a figurehead?
Yeah, so Richard will make appearances quite often out of the blue, and, you know, make his presence known throughout the business. You'll see him on some of our advertising that will go out on TV and media. We also have Usain Bolt as one of our brand ambassadors. Usain Bolt is actually going to be included in a lot of the content that our candidates will see in our new candidate experience portal, which I know we're going to come on to talk about. But we leverage those figureheads that actually do resonate with our consumers as well as our candidates in everything that we do.
Great, okay. So just before this interview, I was looking at your LinkedIn profile, and your headline reads, "Making candidate experience and employer brand the best it can be." How exactly do you do this?
So it's a big statement. I think it's all about thinking about the end user, thinking about the candidate and what's going through their thoughts process when they're applying for a role, and even actually trying to understand what motivates them to apply for a job. Is it the brand? Is it, you know, working for a Virgin brand? Or is it actually about, you know, the job that they're doing and actually the projects that they're going to get involved with? So the way I like to approach things is very much thinking not just about, you know, great, what can we offer you as a candidate in terms of benefits and compensation and, you know, the working environment, but actually what is it that's going to make you as an individual want to come and work for us? And we are all individuals, and it's identifying, you know, the unique thing that makes that opportunity the right thing for you as a person. It's a very hard thing to do when you're looking at, you know, the volume of recruitment that we do. We hire about 3,000 people a year, 3,500 people in the last 12 months. And so trying to tailor that experience to make it as bespoke as it can be for each individual is a big ask. But what we try our best to achieve is actually giving people something that makes them feel unique and not just a number in a very big process, which, you know, to be frank, with over 100,000 applications a year, it can be.
Yeah, okay. And tell us about this initiative, Vault, and give us the backstory.
Sure. So Vault is our new candidate experience portal or website. It was developed over the last sort of 12 months, really, as a result of some research that we did in 2014, where we wanted to understand, you know, what the impact of a bad candidate experience was to the business and actually what we could do to try and turn that around. So essentially what we did as a business is look at the scores that candidates provide us on their recruitment experience. So we use NPS to do that. So the kind of surveys that, you know, organizations send to customers, you know, to rate how they felt, you know, during a transaction or a process. We do exactly the same things for candidates through the recruitment process. And what we did is look at, you know, the negative impact of a bad candidate experience. So when we looked at the figures, we saw that of the 140,000 applications we got each year, a significant number of those people that were going through the process that were rejected actually felt that they had a bad experience. So much so that the NPS score was minus 29. Wow. And when we looked at how many of those candidates that had been rejected that were actually customers of Virgin Media, we were able to sort of attribute a value to them based on whether they, as a candidate going through the process, were going to leave Virgin Media as a result of having a bad experience. So the long and short of it was we were able to go to our CFO and CMO to say, look, you know, of all these people that are rejected, 7,500 of them are going to leave Virgin Media as a result of having a bad recruitment experience. And that worked out at about 4.4 million loss to the business. So if this was done on a sort of sample, obviously, but we were able to sort of position to the business that if we could improve that and turn it around, you know, and make sure that even if people were rejected but had a good experience and they stayed with us, we'd save the business £4 million. And then it kind of evolved into something a lot wider. It wasn't just about how can we improve the experience for those that were rejected, but also, how can we just provide a better experience for everybody, regardless of whether they get the job or not?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just giving some tips and advice on, you know, how can you actually land that job at Virgin Media, but also content on, you know, quite straightforward things like what can you do to help ensure you get the job that you want in any business? So, you know, we're not recruitment consultants and we're not deliberately trying to tell people to apply for jobs at other businesses, but this is a way of us saying to candidates, you know, we really do want them to get a job and maybe they weren't suitable for a job working for us, but they could be suitable for a job in another business. But here are some tips and advice on how they could secure that next job and really help them on that way.
And where can we find Vault?
So Vault currently is online. So candidates that apply for a job will automatically get a link to the Vault site. But if you want to check it out now, you can go to vault.careers.virginmedia.com. Not the most short of URLs, but the way that it works is that anyone that's applying will see that link and they can then get content that's tailored to them in the recruitment process as well. So if you've applied for three jobs, you will see where you are in the application process for each of those jobs. And you'll also then see content that will direct you to what you need to do to prepare for the next stage in the process. So a good example, if I'm applying to a telesales role based in one of our contact centres, and there's an assessment centre as part of the recruitment process, once you've passed that initial screening stage, you will then be told that the assessment centre is the next step, but you will then be given links to videos and to blogs and articles to help you to prepare for that assessment centre. So yeah, do check it out if you can.
So you have videos from Usain Bolt, yeah?
Usain Bolt's in there. He's there to exactly that, really. You know, we wanted to do something a bit virgin and a bit different. And yes, we've got our employees telling candidates, you know, tips and tricks that they've learned from working at Virgin Media. But yeah, we absolutely leverage the great ambassador that we've got in Usain Bolt.
Great. Okay, so I think you kind of outlined this already, but what's the step-by-step guide to success with recruitment experience? Candidate experience.
I think, from my perspective, if I did have that step by step guide, I'd be a multi-billionaire and be selling lots of books around the world. But the way I approach things is kind of always thinking about the candidate. You know, we should be, you know, putting their needs first. You know, yes, ultimately we're here to fill jobs and to help our business, but actually, you know, sometimes we don't help ourselves because we don't give the candidates every opportunity that they can be to be the best that they can be. So always put them first. And I think from the inside out. So think about, you know, as a business, where are we trying to go and what are we trying to achieve? Quite often when we get hiring managers that come to us to say, you know, I need to recruit for this person. Well, you know, just because somebody's left and you need to replace them doesn't necessarily mean that you should just recruit a like-for-like replacement. Actually, it's an opportunity to think about the future of the business. Mm-hmm. So quite often we are, you know, encouraging our stakeholders internally to think about future-proofing our business and actually thinking about what's right for the business, not just today, but in you know, years to come. And another key thing, I think, is just being authentic and being genuine. So one of the things that we have a big challenge with is the sheer volume of applications that we get. And partly because people see the Virgin brand and think, well, Virgin Media, you know, I know them, I'm very familiar with them as an organisation, they may be a customer or they may know somebody else that is, and their perception of who we are might not actually match up to the reality. So I think as a business, I would encourage any employers out there to just be quite genuine and authentic in the message that they put across. And actually, you know, if the reality is, you know, that you know, you're going to be expected to do some things in your job that actually, you know, a lot of candidates won't want to do or can't see themselves doing, don't be afraid to include that, because, you know, we're looking at the amount of people that are applying for our jobs and, you know, to be quite honest, in some areas the amount of applications we get just is too high, and we want to give people a real expectation of what it's like to work here. So by being genuine and authentic, I think that's one way of dealing with that.
So you have over 100,000 applications, and you hired around 3,000 to 3,500 people.
Yeah.
So in a way, you're a similar issue to Google, who get over 1 million applications, and they also have a strong consumer brand.
Yeah.
And they have to turn a lot of people away. So, yeah, interesting that. Okay, so what do you hope to achieve in 2017?
So Volt went live at the end of November, so we've only been, you know, really starting to see the results in the last couple of weeks. In 2017, for us, it's about learning from what we see in Volt. So one of the great things that we've got is actual real-time tracking of how candidates are feeling in the recruitment process, not just at the end of the process. So we're able to get insight in terms of, you know, do they feel prepared enough for an assessment centre? Do they feel like they understand what's going to be expected of them at the interview stage, face-to-face or video?
Do they actually say yes or no?
Yeah, and they get a dial to basically input how they're feeling. Yeah. So, right. You know, now there is an argument to say, surely if you're applying for a job, you're going to want the employer to think that you're, you know, the best candidate. You know, but actually this is all confidential. We don't share it directly with the hiring manager.
Right.
So we're asking for a genuine moment in time. How are you feeling?
Mm.
And if actually we see, you know, candidates are saying, well, I don't feel as prepared as perhaps I'd like to be, and that's a consistent theme across all respondents for a particular job or a particular business area, we can then try and work out how we need to address that. Now, that could be looking at the materials that we provide to candidates in advance of an assessment centre, or it could just be getting a recruiter to put a keeping in touch call with them, you know, in between stages that perhaps they've not had in the past. So definitely for us, it's learning from what Volt has to tell us. And then it's taking it to the next stage. And that's, for me, is about making sure that the experience we provide in attraction and engagement is consistent through the entire employee life cycle. And that's not going to be an easy achievement, really. You know, it involves working collaboratively with a lot of different people within the business, looking at our training and inductions that our candidates receive once they join, making sure, especially if you've got candidates that might be on 3 months' notice, you know, that they feel engaged whilst they're, you know, waiting for their sort of current contract to terminate and they actually start work with us, and just doing everything we can to make sure that we do live up to their expectations. And that we manage those expectations. Attrition is, you know, a challenge for us in some areas of the business, and there's probably a lot more that we could do to help reduce that. It's just ensuring that we understand what those factors are that might be causing the attrition. And whilst I don't want to put myself out of a job, you know, what I'd like to see is fewer people leaving, more people staying for longer. But also, I think we need it to be realistic that, you know, people do decide to leave for different reasons, and we should be supportive of that. But then going back to the entire life cycle, ensuring that people that do leave are engaged as an alumni, and we have the opportunity to get our message to them and keep them involved in the business after they've left.
So in a way, what you talked about there is looking at candidate experience, but also almost venturing into employee experience or early employee experience.
Yeah.
Which is, that's quite a big responsibility.
Yeah, and you know, it's not directly my, you know, line of responsibility. Mine is about the attraction and engagement of candidates. But I think if you put everything in at the front end and don't actually look at what's going on, you know, once they're on the other side, actually you're just setting yourself up for a fail. So, you know, we do try as best we can to work with stakeholders within the business to understand, you know, what that process is like, how they feel as an employee when they're working with us. So we have engagement surveys that we conduct throughout the year. You know, all of our employees have monthly one-to-ones with their line managers to ensure that they are on track with their objectives and that they're comfortable and happy in their role. But, you know, there are areas where I think, you know, the experience that somebody receives before joining and after joining can be quite disparate, and we need to do something to address that.
Right, okay, and if we look at your tech stack, what technology do you guys use for, well, for talent acquisition and employer branding?
So there's quite a few different ones. Some of the big ones, Avature is our ATS. So we moved to Avature at the end of 2016. That enables us to source candidates. It's got all of our jobs on. We can talent pool from it. We can obviously put in our analytics to look at source of hire, which is significantly going to help us in terms of identifying where the best talent comes from. In addition to that, we have relationships with Launchpad that we use for video interviewing. Probably something that we'll explore a lot more in 2017, actually, how we can get the best out of that. Ensuring that the experience that somebody gets using Launchpad is just as we would expect it to be with them engaging with us on our career site. So, you know, changing the look and feel of it so that actually they get a Virgin Media experience, even though they're using a third-party provider.
Yeah.
We have Meet and Engage for our volume recruitment, which enables candidates to have live web chats with recruiters, our Yocto, our partners there. And we've got a lot of tools at our disposal that we have internally that we're trying to leverage those relationships that we've got with our digital team and marketing team. One of them being an employee advocacy platform called Dynamic Signal, which I know a lot of businesses will use to distribute and share content from their employees to their wider networks. And we're actually using that to ensure that all employees have access to our Twitter handle and our LinkedIn profile so that they can share content and updates that are more careers specific and careers relevant. And we're starting to see some great results from that, and we continue to do so into 2017.
Cool. And if we look at the big question, the ROI, how do you measure it? What metrics do you use? And have you got any ROI to share with us? I know it's early days for you.
Yeah, I mean, so when we were with our previous ATS, it was quite difficult to get really useful and tangible data out of that in terms of candidate source. Now with Avature, you know, we expect to see a sort of vast improvement in that. Although that said, you know, our recruiters will manually track the source of the candidates, and our candidates are encouraged to say where they saw a role. But for me, it's not just looking at, you know, what websites or social channels or other advertising activity generated that candidate application and led to the hire, but also just understanding where our candidates are online and how we can get our message to them in a more structured way. I think at the moment, you know, we put out a lot of content, but we're not necessarily measuring the effectiveness of that. But we've now started to ensure that we've got proper tagging in place on any posts that go out on social, so we're able to see which posts are getting the most engagement and what that might lead to in terms of applications. For me, it's also about just understanding what impact social's having. So at the beginning of 2016, we were getting about 5% of our traffic from social in terms of applications. Now that's about 10%. But what we're not necessarily doing right now is understanding what pieces of content are the most engaging. So at the moment, the measurement of ROI is pretty much applications and hires. But what I'd like to see next year is a case of what exactly is it that's resonating the best, so that we can ensure that if it's video content, for example, we're focusing more on that than the written articles. But at the moment, it's early days, as you say.
Just out of interest, you mentioned 10% of applications come via social. What are the biggest sources?
So for us, we're active on Twitter at Virgin Media Jobs, and we're on LinkedIn. We don't have a Facebook profile right now. That's something that we'll be launching in 2017. But we do still see traffic from Facebook, either as a result of candidates inquiring about jobs from our corporate Virgin Media pages, and just people sharing content. So, you know, we do get quite a lot of content shared. For example, via Dynamic Signal, you know, people are able to, you know, share articles to their Facebook profiles there. But yeah, there's a lot more that we want to do. I think we really want to be targeted to make sure that we're in the right places, and not just doing things just because everybody else is doing them, but doing them for the right reason.
Yep. Okay, great. What other brands and organisations inspire you?
So when I thought about this before we met, I was on the tube, and it was a strange one, but TfL, bizarrely. Not from a recruitment perspective, but just the way that actually their employees appear to have autonomy in terms of how they address their customers in some situations. So, got off the tube today, there's a notice board with, you know, a season's greetings message, but it's been very personalised. It's got photos of the employees that work there, and, you know, some stations you get people with thought of the day and joke of the day and things like that. And I just like that personal element, that even though TfL is a, you know, huge organisation, got lots of different things going on, and, you know, gets a lot of criticism in the press, yeah, especially in London, actually, Transport for London employees do really enjoy their work, and that shows in that. I think they've, you know, transformed the way we get access to content on social. So, you know, I can get live updates from the Northern Line on, you know, the Twitter handle. So when I got off at Waterloo this morning, you know, if I want to see what's going on, I'm following the Northern Line. And I just think the way that they've embraced social media is, you know, great. And it's helped to change an industry which perhaps, you know, most people would have just constantly criticised, to actually, yeah, they've added value. You know, they've helped me out on my day, and they've put a smile to my face, ultimately. In the recruitment space, I would say Three. I really like Three, the mobile network. Mainly because I don't know the exact size of their team there, but I don't imagine it to be particularly big. But what they do with what they've got seems to work and seems to be really engaging. So on the career site, it's a really nice, clean look and feel. I like the fact that I can import my LinkedIn profile, and then it will tell me which jobs are the most relevant to me based on what's on my LinkedIn profile. So that's something I, you know, I'm keen to look at how we can incorporate that into our career site. And the candidate, or see the employee journeys that they highlight. So you can actually see people in the business, but also see where they came from and where they got to and how they got there. So just bringing to life that journey, you know, that actually, you know, somebody that started in, I don't know, an administrative role ended up in a, you know, category manager role within procurement. So a really nice way of bringing to life the opportunity that that business has. One brand personally that I really like, just up the road from us, Cyberdog. It's a shop in Camden, which is very familiar with people that are into their clubbing and neon and UV and all of that. But I just love the passion that all of their employees have. The fact that when you walk in there, they're encouraged to be the individual that they are, and they don't have to fit a certain type. You know, it's all about, you know, having some personality. If the employees want to get up and dance on a podium, you know, halfway through the day because there's no customers in the shop, or actually, you know, they just want a bit of downtime, that they can do that. And they're just really, really nice, genuine people that work there. And I think, you know, it's a small operation, and, you know, they're not recruiting in hundreds of thousands, but the way they do things is just really quite nice. So, yeah, looking forward to popping in there after this meeting, actually.
So this room that we're in recording this podcast episode is actually called Cyberdog. And if you look behind
there, we go.
There you go. I think that's...
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a real landmark. Okay, so what's the next big thing for the industry, you think?
So I know everybody's talking about content generation, you know, how do we get our message in front of passive candidates, you know, moving away from job boards, you know, is it the end of the job board? And I think all of these things are really valid. I think for me and the work we're doing at Virgin Media, next year is about taking all of that on board, but then going back to, you know, why are we doing this? You know, ultimately we're doing this to help people get jobs. You know, we can chuck as much content out there that we like, but if it's not going to help somebody get a job, why are we doing it? And so I really want to start focusing on being more authentic. A lot of the content that we as a business produce, you know, comes from a very small number of sources within the business. You know, it's you know, just the way it is, the size of the team that I have. I've got one social media and content specialist that works for me. We obviously have agency partners that help us with our advertising and other content, but actually our employees getting their voice heard a lot more, mm-hmm. getting them engaged in the business as much as we can, and not just having the kind of comms being channeled through one person, but actually getting everybody as advocates within the business. So for me, 2017, I think it's about just being more genuine, more authentic, and actually being more collaborative with the resources that we've got, and thinking about being a bit smarter.
Great. Okay. Finally, where can our listeners find out more about Virgin Media, and where can they connect with yourself?
So our Twitter handle is @VirginMediaJobs. We're on LinkedIn. My Twitter handle is @Chivoir, Chivoir. And you can find a lot more what we're doing with Vault on vault.careers.virginmedia.com.
Great. Thank you very much, Neil Chivers.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you got a lot out of that chat with Neil. Everything that we discussed will be in the show notes article, and all the show notes articles are available at linkhumans.com/podcast. Finally, do you want to get in touch with me? Send me an email at jorgen@linkhumans.com or find me on Twitter or any other social media channel you prefer. That's it for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I look forward to catching up with you next week. Hey, dog.
Why did the baker have brown hands?
Don't know.
Because he needed a poo.